A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of Believe is brought to you by Cryptid Coffee Co. Use promo code BELIEVE on checkout for 10% off their Angry Yowie coffee blend. Head over to cryptid.com.au to check them out.
It was just the most massive thing I've ever seen. To tell you the honest truth, I thought, well, we're the only ones left on this planet. Something's happened. We've missed something here.
The fear that went in me when I seen it was just the feeling, I'd say it was fear, but I've never felt that feeling before in my entire life.
It's a weird feeling, like you can't explain it when you don't know. You feel like you're being followed, but you don't know what it is.
We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylight out of the tree. All we get is a big red eye.
I remember waking up and looking at the end of the bed, and there was a figure there, almost insect-like, and then I blacked out.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Cade Moyer, and you are listening to the Believe Paranormal and UFO Podcast. If you have had an encounter and would like to share it, please get in touch with me. My email address is believepod@gmail.com. If you enjoy the podcast, be sure to leave us a rating or review wherever you listen and head on over to our website, believepod.com, and consider becoming a member to get bonus episodes and video content. Tonight I'm joined by Casey, and Casey had a UFO encounter back in 2008 just outside of Melbourne. Casey, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's cool to have you on. I always love a good UFO story, and when yours hit the inbox, I loved it. So are you able to walk us through the events that happened and let us know what happened that night all the way back in 2008?
So me and my friend were driving out through like a little rural town in Melbourne called Kilmore, and we just got to the outside of it heading towards Heathcote, and it's sort of in between. There's just nothing there. And we were both in the car. It was about 9:30 at night, and I've looked up and I've just gone, oh my God, what is that? And we both saw it, and we just pulled the car over and got out, and there was this big orange ball in the sky just floating really oddly. I can't even describe how it was moving, but I've never seen anything else move like that. It was just going left to right, up, down, sort of like a plus sign, if I could put it in anything, how it was moving. And then it sort of come forward, and it was like it sort of sat there, and it was like it seen us, and it sort of just like come really, not really close, but probably was about a kilometer away, maybe. And yeah, it just sort of floated and come forward and stop, forward, stop. And then it went left, right. And then it just took off unlike anything I've ever seen, straight up and disappeared. And we just stood there with our mouths open pretty much. We did get the camera rolling. We did film it. It was about 45 seconds long. So yeah.
And do you still have that footage today?
No, I don't.
What happened to it?
What happened was, so maybe we had it on our phones and laptops, and then about a year after it happened, I kind of seen this, this interview, guy who was interviewing people about UFOs, and you could go on his website. It was back when it was really old, Google. And I went on his website and I reported it. And I put all my details in, and I was really excited. And then we went back to look for the footage afterwards, and because we were just discussing it, and it was completely gone.
Wow, that is really weird.
It is. Off all the laptop, both our phones. We just didn't have it anymore, and we don't know what happened to it.
I'm not much for conspiracy theories, but I tell you what, that raises an alarm bell, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we just decided that we were not going to talk about it anymore from there.
So let's go back to that night. So am I right in saying that this was a nighttime encounter?
Yeah, it was about 9:30, I reckon, at night, yep.
And what was the weather like that night? Was it quite a clear night or
yeah,
anything
it was.
Like that?
It was cold, but it was really, really clear. Yep, really clear. You could see stars, everything. It wasn't cloudy or anything like that, but it was really, really cold. I do remember that.
Right, because I'm starting to build a picture around the scenario, because I kind of hear a lot of stories happen outside of these really large metropolitan areas. And my first question when it comes to it is, could it be a helicopter? Could it be a small plane? Because I know that a lot of these rural areas kind of have their almost own airspace, so they can kind of fly around their own equipment to do certain things on property. But with it being at nighttime, you know, that kind of eliminates the possibility, not completely, but that it wouldn't be a farmer out there doing stuff to their crops or anything like that.
Oh, no, I can't. Look, we did question, you know, what was it? Like in that car, that whole rest of the drive, the rest of the 40-minute drive, we were just sort of, it was silence, but we were like, well, what was it? And I've never seen anything move like that before. It was darting, kind of, like really quickly dart, stop, and then it would dart back and stop, but so quick, like almost like a blink of an eye, would move so quick.
And you said it was moving kind of in a plus shape. So
yeah,
when it was moving in those directions, was it kind of like an instant movement of acceleration and instant stop, or could you see like a kind of a gradual deceleration when it got towards, I guess, a point?
No, it was instant. It was so quick. It was, and so smooth. Like we heard no noises, nothing like that. It was dead silent.
Nothing really can do that. I mean, like there's drones out there, and even drone technology these days doesn't have the ability to kind of stop on a whim, because, you know, drones are getting quite advanced now, but for what you saw, I don't think that's a possibility in this scenario.
No, probably back then. I don't even think I knew what a drone was back then. But today I live right next door. There's an airstrip where I live, and I see helicopters and planes taking off and leaving all the time. And I still haven't seen anything that moves like that yet.
So this light, it was kind of orange in the sky. Could you relate that to anything that you've seen previously in the sky before, like helicopters, planes, anything like that?
No, I've only ever sort of seen like white or red light flashing on a plane or a helicopter. This was like a peachy, like a pinky orange glowy colour, like it was really glowy, kind of like candlelight colour.
When you saw that light, was it emitting light out of it or anything like that, or did it look pretty self-contained?
Yeah, it was self-contained. I didn't see any lights coming out of it or anything like that, no.
Because it sounds quite similar to a UFO encounter that someone had. I think it might have even been about the second episode of this podcast, where it's the only other time I've really heard of orange lights when it comes to UFOs, because I don't know what it is, but the orange color seems to be quite a rare color. I've also heard that purple is incredibly rare, but that's a story for another time. But yeah, this whole orange UFO, that's something that I don't hear a huge amount about, and I wonder if there's a reason for that.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was like, even when it was moving, it didn't have any light coming away from it. Like there wasn't like a stream or anything. It was just this ball.
So you reckon it was about a kilometer away from you?
Yep, it wasn't far.
Could you see any detail to this, or was it just because it was kind of still a fair bit of distance, did it just seem like it was a big ball of light?
Yeah, it just seemed like a big ball of light, yeah. And it was, you know, I sort of thought when I first saw it, I was like, oh, look, is that a comet? But it was going up and down and side to side, and I said, no, that's not a comet.
What was your friend's reaction to this?
Exactly the same. yeah, we were just in awe. We couldn't believe it.
How long did the encounter go on for, do you think?
A good minute, I reckon. Yeah, a good minute. So it was a decent amount of time to be watching it. Wasn't something that happened for, you know, 5 seconds and disappeared. We were really standing there watching it.
What was going through your mind at the time? Was this something you thought was out of this world, out of the ordinary? Did you think, hey, that may be a UFO?
Yeah, I did. I did. Like, your chest instantly sinks. It's like the feelings like when you're on a roller coaster and you go down a hill and, you know, you lose your breath a little bit. It's the same feeling as that. You kind of tremble. I can't explain the feeling, but it just felt very unusual and not something that either of us were familiar with at all.
Something you said earlier there is you thought this UFO knew you were there, like it was making its presence known to you. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah. I don't know, just where we were standing, there was nobody else around, there was no cars going past, and it seemed like it was sort of focusing on us. It was directly in front of us, and it just sort of, it kept coming forward as well as moving side to side and up and down. It was sort of drifting forward, and then it did come right forward. And, you know, like how a puppy kind of tilts its head a little bit sometimes? It's like it did that a little bit. I can't explain it, but, yeah, it's kind of like it sort of stopped and sort of, yeah, just like was staring at us. And then, yeah, it just took off. Like, because the last movement that it made before it took off was it was come closer to us and then shot off.
This is going to sound like a really, really weird question. But did you feel like it was communicating with you? Like, could you feel a sense of, I guess, interaction with it?
I did, in the sense that, oh my God, it's like it's noticed us standing here. Like, we saw it and it took off, but I didn't, nothing else aside from that.
And you didn't have any missing time or anything like that regarding this encounter?
I actually don't think we checked. I didn't pay attention to that. I'm not sure. I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Hopefully not. Hopefully I just didn't plant like a false memory there.
No, I don't think so.
So what was going through your mind like when you saw this? Was there a sense of terror? Was there something that you just felt like this wasn't the normal?
Yeah, I felt like this isn't normal. I have to say there was a little bit of me that was a bit, you know, is this safe? Are we safe? But mainly we were just gobsmacked, really, just standing there with our cameras out. And I mean, if anyone saw it, well, we did show some people the video, but God, I'd hate for someone to hear it now that I'm older. Be just constant beeping if you could watch it. There's too many swearing because we just couldn't believe what we were seeing.
But I think that would be the natural reaction from anyone, because to see something that is so surreal and something that, you know, a lot of people just kind of really joke about, to see it right there and to have the opportunity to actually pull your phone out and start to record it, that's something that not everyone would do. So the reaction you had, I think, is completely natural.
Yeah, it was. I still can't believe it, but I will never, ever forget it.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those encounters that kind of sticks with you. And to share it with a friend, it really adds a lot of, kind of, I guess, validity to the encounter, because when you're on your own and you see something like that, it can be a case of, oh, who knows what it was. It could have been a satellite. It could have been anything. But when you have someone else there that has that encounter with you, it really does kind of make it a little bit more real.
Yeah, it was something that we, still to this day are very, very, very good friends, and we still talk about it today and still ask, what the hell was that?
Did you have kind of like any sense of atmospheric changes when that UFO was there? Because something that I hear fairly regularly is if a UFO kind of comes into, say, someone's vicinity, they kind of feel like the, I don't know, it's almost like a vacuum happens and everything is just kind of sucked away, and they almost lose their sense of where they are and what they're doing. Did you have anything like that happen to you? And now, a quick word from our sponsor.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Also, are you wanting more content? Why not become a Believe Plus member? You'll get access to exclusive podcasts and episodes that aren't available to the public. Not only that, you'll also get our regular feed without any ads. Head to believepod.com/plus to sign up today for just $5 a month.
Yeah, the sound. There was no sound. It was just dead quiet. No crickets, nothing. It was just really, really quiet.
And there was no sound coming from the UFO?
No, none. None at all. I didn't hear anything. Couldn't smell anything, see anything. It was, yeah, I could just see it, yeah.
And when this UFO took off, this is going to be maybe a little bit technical, but do you think it was moving faster than the speed of sound?
Oh, God, it was a blink gone. It was so, so, so quick. And you could see it leaving. It wasn't like a flash and it disappeared. It was taking off and it was just, like, it was big and you could watch it get gradually smaller to nothing. It was so fast. I couldn't tell you how fast it was going because I've never, ever seen anything go that fast.
So you've never seen jet planes or anything go anywhere near that speed?
Oh, God, no. No, I've never seen anything go that speed. Nothing.
And did this UFO, did it ever kind of just stop in one place and hover?
Yes. Just before it took off, when it, like, noticed us, it sat there and hovered, I reckon, for a good 5 seconds.
Wow, so it took off from a dead stop to that speed.
Yep, it was like it saw us and took off.
You didn't hear a sonic boom, did you?
No. Nope, I didn't hear anything, nothing. Couldn't even hear the trees moving around or the grass or anything. It was just dead silent.
At what point did you find that your senses were coming back to you and that you could start us to notice the surrounding areas again?
Once it took off, I found it really strange too that whole time no cars or trucks, because it's kind of a road where lots of trucks would travel down, you know, interstate and things like that, and nothing came past that whole time. But the second it was gone, it was like everything just come back to life again. And, a car started coming past and we were sort of like pointing, like, look, but no one stopped or did anything.
You know, it's always the way. It's always the way. It's really interesting because it almost sounds like you're just trapped in this moment and everything around you is just background. Well, not even background noise, because there's no noise going on.
No. All we could hear was us talking. But I couldn't hear any... Yeah, like crickets or bugs or nothing at all. It was very surreal.
What was the conversation like on the way home after that?
Oh, pretty strong. we both just, I think we were both reassuring each other. We saw this. Yes, we did. We know what we saw. That was unreal. Like we were questioning what it might have been, what it could have been. But, you know, once we started discussing it and you'd sort of, oh, no, but they don't do this and they can't do that. And, yeah, we couldn't find a explanation for what we saw at all.
Take me back to 2008. I'm in the backseat. I'm eavesdropping. What was that conversation? What were you trying to justify it to be before kind of ruling everything out that it definitely was a UFO?
I think we both sort of discussed that, you know, was it like a police helicopter with a light on it? And then we thought, I've never seen a helicopter move like that. But we didn't see any light coming down either, like whereas a helicopter light would sort of flash down on the ground and, you know, so they could see and you can see it coming down. And I think we were trying to get with the helicopter theory, but we just couldn't make it fit at all.
And that's fair enough, because When you see these things, you're trying to make it fit a paradigm that you know already exists, and if you can't do that,
we were trying to make it normal.
Yeah, and that's just human nature, I think, when you encounter something like this, because I hear it when people have paranormal encounters, Yowie encounters, and you know UFO encounters, is that they try to say, oh no, it wasn't that, it was just A, B, or C.
Yeah. And you try really hard. Like, we were trying really hard to give it an answer, but we just couldn't.
So this happened, it would be about 12 years ago now.
Oh, God, yep.
Did your perception of the world change after seeing that?
Yes, definitely, yep.
In what ways?
Just that anything is possible when I really don't think that we are alone at all. And it made me think that, you know, I started to think about things that haven't been discovered in the world and things that have. And, you know, we started talking about how much of the ocean's only discovered. So, you know, how much of space have we not discovered yet? We just kind of probably got a bit more interesting people, I think. I feel like we became interesting people after that.
You know, I think that's a really fair assessment. It's something I've never actually considered when someone has an encounter like this, is that, you know, it does change them and it just does change the outlook that they have. I never actually thought it'd make people more interesting.
I feel like we became we had something interesting about us now. So
did you happen to go down the rabbit hole of UFOs and that entire world?
Yes, we did. Definitely we did. The next, weeks, months, I think we started to, I think we Googled things to try and see if we could find something similar. And I probably had a look at a few books and look up documentaries and see if other people have seen a similar thing that you've seen. And it was lots of things to look at once you've seen something like that.
Yeah, there definitely is. And I think that's the beauty of the internet when it comes to, you know, really weird encounters like this, is that it's such a valuable resource, I guess, for better or for worse, depending how deep into the rabbit hole you go. But, you know, you can really find people who've had, you know, similar encounters, potentially even saw the same craft that you saw. So who knows, maybe after this podcast comes out, someone may get in touch and say, hey, I saw that same thing.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that. That would be awesome. All right. It's kind of like, you see something like this and then you tell people about it and, you know, some people laugh at you and go, well, whatever. But when you find that one other person that has seen something similar to you, it's like you've kind of got this connection forever. And you kind of always go back to talking about something like this, no matter what the conversation is, when you see them again, for some reason, you just always seem to bring it up and discuss it all the time. It's kind of like a brotherhood or something. I'm not sure.
No, it definitely is. It really is. I have a lot of connections like that to guests on the podcast, because a lot of the people who come onto the show, you know, I stay in contact with, and the encounters that they have are so profound and so game-changing, you know, that they actually have an effect on me as the interviewer. And for them to just kind of have that in their life forever, and that becomes their new normal, it's kind of the whole reason the podcast is just still going, is to give people like that, you know, a chance to share their stories and connect with others.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a really, really good platform for people to let it out, and sometimes you just can't because people are judgmental, and you know, you need to find that. It's like it's an acceptance and makes you feel validated that, you know, I know what I saw, and yeah, it makes you feel safer, kind of a thing, when you're talking to the same people who have seen the same things as you.
What was your family's reaction to this encounter? Was this something that you openly shared with them, or were you kind of wary about it?
No, I openly showed and told everybody that I came across, except for my mum. I didn't get the chance to show my mum. I didn't want to she'd probably get a bit spooked by something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally get that. It's this whole podcast is probably a complete mystery to my family because, one, I don't think they would understand what a podcast is, and two, it might be a bit too spooky for them.
Yeah. And some people do, though. Don't like it.
Genuinely true right there. So your family, were they fairly accepting of what you saw, or was it kind of like a bit of a joke to them?
My brother and my sister were really accepting and, you know, asking heaps of questions and things like that. My dad kind of just laughed at me.
That's what dads do.
He still does. But my siblings are probably the best, and I've had some friends that, you know, I've told later in life, and they're like, you know, they're pretty good about it. So, yeah.
So after all these years, you've had probably thousands of hours dedicated to thinking about this topic and what you saw that night. Mm-hmm. Have you thought about what you actually, I guess the question is, what do you think you saw that night? Like, do you think it was something man-made? Do you think it's something paranormal? Do you think it might be something out of this world?
I'm not really sure. I don't know what it was. But if I could guess, I really do think it was something not from here. It just, I don't know, until someone can prove to me otherwise, I can't say that there's no way it could be from here.
There was just too much going on for what you saw for it to be anything man-made.
Yeah, I did. It was, you know, unless someone could really, really show me this is what it was, I can't say anything else other than it's come from somewhere else.
And that's fair enough, because no one knows what these are at this current point in time. And to say, you know, one person has a definitive answer over it is kind of, well, how could you? How could you have these answers? And I always just like to ask people because, you know, the encounter that you had was so very much your own, and you're lucky enough to actually share it with your best friend. And I guess the thing is that how you experienced it may be completely different to how your friend experienced it and how that may have affected her life later on down the track.
Yeah. Yep. That's very true. I'll have to ask her now.
Yeah, absolutely. But Casey, it was so great to have you on the show and to share an encounter just outside such a large city like Melbourne. I really do hope someone else saw what you saw, because it'd be really interesting to get that different perspective on what happened that night. And I know it's an absolute long shot, but we've had it on the podcast before. So I really do hope someone was on that same road or close to you in that area and was just looking up at the sky and saw something that I guess saw the same thing that you saw.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome. That really would. Thank you very much for having me on. It was awesome. It was very good.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Believe Paranormal and UFO podcast. If you have had an encounter and you would like to share it, please get in touch with me. My email address is believepod@gmail.com. Finally, don't forget to follow us on all our social media outlets and be sure to join our Discord server to talk to other listeners of the show. You'll find all these links in our show notes. Thank you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.